menu. Captivating. Captivating chat stories, the best horror short stories, and comedies. Now with Night Mode. The Monkey's Paw, Part 1. Featured by W.W. Jacobs. Format by Captivated Chat. Hear that wind. Herbert. I'm listening, check. I should hardly think that he'd come tonight. Herbert. Mate. That's the worst of living so far out. Of all the beastly, slushy, out-of-the-way places to live. Pathways a bog, and the roads a torrent. I suppose because only two houses in the road are rented, the council thinks it doesn't matter. Mrs. White. Never mind, dear, perhaps you'll win the next one. Herbert. There he is now. I hear heavyweight footsteps. I should like you both to meet Sergeant Major Morris. Have a whiskey. 10 minutes later, at a third glass, the visitor's eyes brightened and he began to talk, and the family regarded with eager interest this visitor from distant parts as he spoke of wild scenes and doughty deeds, of wars and plagues and strange peoples. 21 years of it. Now look at him. Mrs. White. He don't look to have taken much harm. I'd like to go to India myself, just to look round a bit, you know. Sergeant Major. Better where you are. I should like to see those old temples and fakirs and jugglers. What was that you started telling me the other day about a monkey's paw or something, Morris? Sergeant Major. Nothing. Leastways nothing worth hearing. Mrs. White. Monkey's paw. Sergeant Major. Well, it's just a bit of what you might call magic, perhaps. Have one more. Sergeant Major. Here it is. To look at, it's just an ordinary little paw, dried to a mummy. Have a look. Herbert. Thanks. Vile-looking thing, this. And what is there special about it? Let me see it, son. Sergeant Major. It had a spell for Kier. A very holy man. He wanted to show that fate ruled people's lives, and that those who interfered did so to the sorrow. He put a spell on it so three men could each have three wishes from it. Hey, 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 ahem. Mrs. White. Well, why don't you have three, sir? Sergeant Major. I have done, sad to say. Mrs. White. And did you really have the three wishes granted? Sergeant Major. I did, yes, in a way. Mrs. White. And has anybody else wished? Sergeant Major. The first man had his three wishes. Yes. I don't know what the first two were, but the third was for death. That's how I got the paw. Mrs. White. Oh dearie me. Sad, that is, a man going mad. If you've had your three wishes, it's no good to you now, then, Morris. What do you keep it for? Sergeant Major. Fancy, I suppose, I did have some idea of selling it, but I don't think I will. It has caused enough mischief already. Sergeant Major. Besides, people won't buy. They think it's a fairy tale, some of them, and those who do think anything of it want to try it first and pay me afterward. If you could have another three wishes, would you have them? Sergeant Major. I don't know, now. I don't know. It's no good throwing it in the fire. Ouch, ouch, hot, but no real harm to it. Sergeant Major. Better to let it burn. If you don't want it, Morris, give it to me. Sergeant Major. I won't. I threw it on the fire. If you keep it, don't blame me for what happens. Pitch it on the fire again like a sensible man. How do you do it? Sergeant Major. Hold it up in your right hand and wish aloud, but I warn you of the consequences. Mrs. White. Sounds like the Arabian Nights. But it's mealtime. Don't you think you might wish for four pairs of hands for me? I guess I would wish for. Sergeant Major. Hold up there, that man. If you must wish, wish for something sensible. Mrs. White. Dinner is ready in any case. Come and be seated, please. 30 minutes later. Well, thanks for visiting, and goodbye, Sergeant Major. Herbert. If the tale about the monkey's paw is not more truthful than those he has been telling us, we shan't make much out of it. Mrs. White. Did you give him anything for it, Father? A trifle. He didn't want it, but I made him take it. And he pressed me again to throw it away. Herbert. Why, we're going to be rich, and famous and happy. Wish to be an emperor, Father, to begin with, then you can't be henpecked. Why, you young upstart. I'll have your guts for garters. Herbert. Put down that carving knife. A man's entitled to have a little laugh. Quiet. I must think of the wish. Look at it now and help me think upon it proper. I don't know what to wish for, and that's a fact. I've got all I want. Herbert. If you only cleared the house, you'd be quite happy, wouldn't you? Certainly. Herbert. Well, wish for £200, then, that'll just do it. I wish for £200. E.W.W. Ugh. Herbert. What is wrong? It moved. As I wished, it twisted in my hand like a snake. Mrs. White. You dropped it. Herbert. Well, I don't see the money, and I bet I never shall. Mrs. White. It might have been your fancy, Father. UNHR, but never mind, there's no harm done. But it gave me a shock all the same. Herbert. I expect you'll find the cash tied up in a big bag in the middle of your bed. And something horrible squatting up on top of the wardrobe watching you as you pocket your ill-gotten gains. Share this. Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp.